Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
There's a hospice nurse called Trudy Harris who's written a book about what she learned from her time with all those people in their last days or even hours of their lives. When she started hospice nursing, caring for terminally ill patients, they started telling her things they were seeing and hearing, and she was very skeptical. They said they could see their life laid out like a tapestry, or that they saw angels, or people who had died before them, even that they heard music so beautiful there were no words on earth to describe it, or colours we had no name for. And Trudy thought very medically and scientifically about it all, that they were dehydrated, or it was the medication, or the toxicity of their disease. But time went by and Trudy found these experiences went beyond what her medical training could explain. She found that regardless of their medication, illness or age, and across all races, cultural backgrounds, ages, educations, people were part of this same phenomenon. What Trudy saw was an incredibly gracious God wooing his children home to him. It's quite mind-blowing to think that God is reaching out to us like that, giving us chance and chance again to come into relationship with him. And especially that he would take those last moments of our lives to give it one last go, so keen to grab our hearts and keep us with him for eternity. It must be a wonderful comfort to meet with God like that in our final moments. But how much better not to wait that long? If there is a God with that much love and grace for us, that no matter who we are or where we've come from, he's drawing our hearts to him, why would we not want to know him now? Too often, we seem to see God as being angry, waiting with a big stick to come down hard on us any chance he gets. But then experiences like the ones Trudy Harris has written about in Glimpses of Heaven paint a very different picture. They paint a picture of God's grace, in much the same way as we find in the person of Jesus. Jesus came to take the weight of our sins, the debt our souls carry for all we've done wrong. He lifts that burden and removes it from us so that we can be God's children, free and loved, not because of anything we've done, but because of what Jesus has done for us. That's grace, amazing grace, as the song says. Don't wait till your last moments to be able to sing along. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.